Hi there.
We are friends.
And we're about to have a conversation.
Please don't take us too seriously.
All right then.
Life is crazy and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends. Only on The Podcaster.
You know, it's been a while since we've recorded Conversations with Friends. If Neerja and I hit the recording button and then have absolutely no clue what to say.
Just awkward silence, like we've never met each other before. Yeah.
And also ironic given today's topic of conversation, which is...
Words.
Wow.
Oh my God, that was so bad.
We can't sing and we can't talk.
It's only words. And words are all we have.
That's an old song, not to mention clearly we didn't have them at the start of this episode.
But we've decided to pay tribute to the English language, mm-hmm. which is also the reason we both have jobs today. So we're very grateful and we're going to use some big words.
Hey, and World Voice Day was this week also, no?
Right on.
Yeah. Right on. Please tell me what inspired you to be grateful for words all of a sudden.
It's a combination of things.
Okay.
I was watching an episode of Schitt's Creek, and you know Moira is a cesspool for
Give me your
words.
Best Moira impression.
I would be bedeviled.
That's not bad.
Not bad, right?
But he's just a little bebe.
Confabulate. Yeah, so that's the inspiration. But also, one of my favorite game shows of all time has been brought back by Jimmy Fallon, who I respect for this.
Yeah, she literally sent me a text being, this is the only thing I'm grateful to him for.
Yeah, but it is truly, I can understand why he brought it back, because mm-hmm. it is so entertaining.
Yeah.
It's a show from 1961, hosted by Alan Ludden, who was Betty White's husband. It's a game where contestants are teamed up with celebrities, one mm-hmm. celebrity each, and it's a word association game, right?
Love it.
So if the password, for example, is pepperoni, mm-hmm. then I would say pizza. And then if you didn't get pepperoni, then my next clue would be topping.
Ah.
And hopefully you would get it by then.
Yeah. This kind of feels like Taboo-esque.
Taboo-esque, but then you say the words.
Understood.
That you're supposed
to say. You are actually allowed to say them.
But it's a great game. And
Neerja's going to make me play it at the end of this episode. But to start off, we are going to be talking about words that we like, words that we don't. So do you want to start?
So the first word I have on this list is schmuck. Okay, I want you to guess if this is on the list of words I like or list of words I don't like.
You like, obviously.
Correct. So here's the dictionary definition of schmuck. A foolish or contemptible person.
Why do you like it? Do you know a lot of schmucks?
I like it because it has one vowel.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sh sounds and cur sounds. And it's just, it flows out
and
easily.
And m sounds.
Schmuck. Say it with me.
Schmuck.
Schmuck.
It is nice.
It is nice.
And I feel like it's a good word because it embodies the feeling that you are trying to convey.
Yeah. Without being
in
too
the
harsh.
Word. Yeah. It's not like a cuss word.
It's not.
But you are being cussed.
Correct. You know somebody really means it if they use schmuck. Because you have to dive deep to find that word.
You could it doesn't just lie on the tip of your tongue.
No.
It's like, I soul searched and this is what I pulled out of the hat for you. You schmuck. Okay, I told you about this word before the recording.
Yeah.
It's the randomest word. And I know it for the randomest reason. Copacetic.
Copacetic.
Do you think I like it or do you think I don't like it?
Copacetic. I think you like it.
I do like it.
Yeah.
I want to use it in a song for some reason.
Copacetic?
Copacetic.
Why do you have to go and make things so copacetic?
But the way I know about this is because of reality TV, which is so bizarre to me. I didn't think people used big words.
Yeah, the fact that I know where you got it from says a lot about me.
No, it's not Chriselle, okay? It's from Vanderpump Rules.
Really? Do they all just have one dictionary that they refer?
I think so. So copacetic means very satisfactory or acceptable. Copacetic. So yeah, that's one word I really like.
Yeah, copacetic. Okay, I like that.
It just feels rhythmic.
Copacetic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Carry on.
Okay. Plethora.
Oh, this could go either way.
Yeah.
I'm like holding my breath. I'm going to say
You know me well enough
to know. No, don't preface it with that statement. That's like a guilt trip. Why are you being an Indian mom? I feel like you don't like that word.
I don't.
Oh, thank God.
Plethora.
Is it because you just are never sure of how to pronounce it? I feel like that's a good way to put people off a word.
Yeah, there's that. And also, I just don't like P and L together. Plumber.
Plum?
Plum. Plum. I didn't even know I didn't like that word until now.
Okay, plethora.
Plethora, an excessive quantity or fullness.
Is it plethora or plethora?
Plethora.
Is it British and American? Is that just the difference?
Plethora. That sounds British.
Plethora.
Plethora.
Yeah, I don't like it either now.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You're a true friend.
It's, it's not fun. It also makes it sound like something a lot more serious than it is. Like, if you wanted to just say many, then just say many. You wanted to say excessive, just say excessive.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a mythical word, but that didn't fit in that time.
Yeah, kind of like Socrates vibes.
Socrates vibes, but it didn't fit in then, and it doesn't fit in with our world now.
You can't sit with us.
Plethora.
Okay, so that's a word you don't like. Here's another word that I picked for today's podcast. Mm-hmm. Immaculate.
Immaculate. I feel like because of the definition, you don't like it.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. Simply because online, it's used as immaculate vibes.
Immaculate vibes.
The vibes are immaculate. And I thought that was such a good twist on the word that is so religious. And always used to talk about conception and things like that.
Yeah, that's an oxymoron.
Yeah, the vibes were immaculate.
Okay, yeah. I could get on board with that.
Yeah, I like the word immaculate. And let's see exactly what it means and whether all the people talking about conception have been doing it the right way. Impeccably clean or spotless, free from sin, free from fault or error.
Those are the vibes you want.
I like the word, I just don't like the meaning.
Okay, here's another word. Flummoxed.
I think you like flummoxed.
I love flummoxed. Yeah. Flummoxed just has a good vibe about it.
Okay.
Flummoxed. Yeah, I also love what it means, which is utterly confused or perplexed. And I think I'm always flummoxed.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and I think I like the word perplexed as well.
Perplexed is good too.
But then perplexed has a pluh.
Perplexed. Oh,
but
maybe
it comes later.
Later.
Is that fine?
So by then, you're not thinking about it anymore. So I think it's okay. Perplexed.
Flummoxed.
Flummoxed.
So you're not a fan of the PL, but you do like the FL.
Only in this case.
Flamingo.
Flamingo is not bad too.
Flamenco.
Flamenco. Ah, I think maybe an NC. No, I think it's okay. Flummoxed also does describe me most of the time, but it doesn't sound insulting, you know. Flummoxed. I just want to put it out there that we are fully aware that these are the wonderful sounding words in the English language.
Yes.
I'm sure there are some lovely words in other languages.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. We'll take a break here.
Life is crazy, and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with friends. Only on The Podcaster.
We were just talking about how one might use these words after this podcast because we are parading as educators today.
I hope you feel like you're taking something away from this. I mean, that was kind of the discussion we were having. Does this podcast have any substance?
No. But does it have self-awareness? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, here is a slang word that I always forget the meaning of. I remember it now.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's like the worst slang word ever.
Okay, you hate it, clearly. Yeah.
Chuggy.
Chuggy.
Take a stab at spelling this word.
Chuggy. Okay, I'm going to guess. Does it start with a C?
Yes.
Okay.
We're on the right track.
C-H?
Yeah.
U?
Mm-hmm.
G-G-I-E-Y. X.
What?
I just Chuggles. Went with the most I just went with the most unrealistic.
Chuggy is spelled C H E U G Y.
Chuggy. Okay.
It's used to describe someone or something that's outdated or trying too hard, usually in a very millennial kind of way.
So the definition defines this word.
Yes. As most definitions do. They all define the words.
No, but this word doesn't really...
Yeah, it's also trying too hard. And it was just... When I first came across it, I was like, what the heck does this even mean? Like, how did this come about? And then every time I try to keep myself updated with slang, now I'm realizing some millennials are going to be like, oh, you're chuggy for keeping up to date with slang.
Is that how you use it? You're chuggy? Or is it...
Very chuggy of you.
You are such a chuggy.
No.
Is it a noun or a verb?
No, it's like, how very chuggy of you.
I can see why you keep forgetting what it means.
It's bad. Okay, so now we've spoken about words that we liked. Did you have any more that you liked?
Ululate. Let's just move on.
You like it.
No, I hate it.
Oh, thank God. The scowl that just appeared on my face.
That's a little task for everyone listening in. Go find out what it means.
I felt very attacked just now when you said it. Because you also put so much energy behind it. And you leaped towards me while saying
ululate.
That's disgusting. I don't even... Ew. Okay.
Therapy, marriage, buying a house, adulting, life in general. We have no idea what we're doing either. That's why we're talking about it on Conversations with Friends.
So now, there are also many songs that don't use a lot of words.
Yeah.
There are some that use the stupidest words. Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso.
Espresso.
So I am going to be reading that for you. And I have to state, I don't mind her songs either. So, Neja hasn't heard the song yet.
No.
Everyone on the internet is deeming this the song of summer 2024.
Ooh.
Because it is very catchy. And I know that when you hear it, you're going to like it, as did I. It's just that the writing, remind me not to keep captions on music videos. Because then I see what I'm hearing.
That changes your mind.
Yes. And I was like, no. So, I'm going to read these lovely lyrics that are appearing in Hindi. Okay. Are you ready, Neerja?
Yes.
Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The verse starts with, I can't relate to desperation. My give a fucks are on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this one boy and he won't stop calling. When they act this way, I know I got him. Now, this is where it really gets questionable. Okay. Too bad your ex don't do it for ya. Walked in and dream came trued it for ya. Soft skin and I perfumed it for you. I know I Mountain Dew it for ya. That morning coffee brewed it for ya. One touch and I brand newed it for ya. Your thoughts, please, right now, because I know I'm not the only one that thinks that that writing could have taken it up a notch.
Well, there is no writing or language in this song.
Please tell me this is not a tongue twister. Dream came trued it for you.
Dream came trued it for you. I think this could either be deemed extremely creative or extremely regressive for the English language. Yeah. What is the meaning of this song? It doesn't matter. We have a tune. Let's just put some words together.
And what do we like in the summer? Mountain Dew, espressos, I guess.
And what does everybody like for dreams to come true?
It's a very catchy song, but I will say the writing could have, yeah.
Well, we are going to move on from this song.
Life is crazy, and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends, only on The Podcaster.
Moving on from Sabrina Carpenter, it's a nar to that song. But we are now going to play a round of password.
Let's go. I'm very excited to guess the password.
All right, are you ready? We'll start with like some easy ones.
Born ready.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dialogues.
Dialogues. People.
Talking.
Speaking.
Exchanges.
Sweet nothings. You said we're going to start easy.
Podcast.
Conversation.
Thank you. My God.
Watch me edit out at least two of those words so that I get to the word quicker.
Never ever have I taken this long to get somebody to guess that. Yes, I just go around doing this. Yes.
Dialogues.
Yeah. Conversations is right.
Oh, is the next one going to be Friends?
Okay. No. Okay. Here's the next one. Theatrical.
Shakespeare. I'm just fucking around. Theatrical. Okay.
You saw that it was wrong on my face. Yeah. Like, and now I'm just kidding.
No, of course it was wrong. There's no way you're going to be like Shakespeare's the password. Okay. Theatrical. Drama.
Correct.
Boomtown.
Good job. Okay, we'll do one last one.
That's another favorite word of mine, by the way.
What?
Boomtown.
Boomtown?
It's my word.
Okay. Songs.
Espresso. I'm just kidding. Songs. Music.
Itemized.
Playlist.
Correct.
Boomtown. Okay, I like password.
Yeah.
It's fun. Okay, you want to try one?
Yeah.
Many.
Plethora. Plethora.
Just wanted to get New Jersey. Say the words Shriz is not like.
Is that how we're going to end this now? By it getting is. Me to say the one word that I vow to never speak again.
Okay. So, just before we end the podcast today, using my words, I will very tearfully tell you that...
We have an announcement to make.
Oh, we're getting matches.
We're Neerja, holding hands, literally.
Neerja is moving to another city.
Yes. Which means Ahalya and I are not going to be face-to-face when we do these podcasts anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that's a forever thing.
Yeah.
But it's a for now thing.
You know, you mean unlike our marriage, which is a forever thing.
A forever thing. We've signed documents and stuff.
No, but we just wanted to quickly flag that off because, of course, we do record conversations with friends, face-to-face, looking at each other, you know. And
making
I get
eye
to,
contact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And reading Neerja's facial cues of whether I got the answer right or wrong.
So that is going to be...
Change.
That's going to change.
But change is... Can be good.
Can be good.
So let's roll with it.
Let's.
Anuja, let's end the podcast with my favorite word.
Boomtown.
This has been a Conversations with Friends on the Podcaster. Powered by Timber Media.